Hi there, this is Ethan with the Depo Provera Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi,
Good evening.
Ethan. Sorry, I have Celestine Henderson on the phone. We were just
Okay.
on and we got disconnected with Natalia. It's Celestine, Celestine
Okay, gotcha. And
Henderson.
last name Henderson. I see it here. It
Yes,
just
sir.
popped up. Henderson. Okay, perfect. I've got
Sorry,
it.
I'm
I'll go ahead and
transferring
take it
now.
from here.
Okay.
Alrighty, thank you so much. Celestine, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you good.
Hi there, Celestine. So my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line. How are you at the moment?
Hello, I'm doing good, Mr. Ethan.
Perfect. I'm really glad to hear that. Now, you were just sent over to me by the other representative, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay. I take it you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Just to let you know, a lot of these questions may sound familiar or you might have been already asked. So I do apologize for any repetition, but it does need to be restated for the recorded line. In any case, this should only be about 10 minutes of your time. So do
Yes,
you
sir.
already have an attorney that's helping you file the claim for this?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any law firms or attorneys, and most importantly, you haven't signed any documents or sent any packets of information for any attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
No.
No, as in yes, that's correct, right?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And you would be filing this claim for yourself, I'm guessing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Celestine, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Really sorry to hear you had to deal with that. How are you doing now?
Well, I'm doing good now.
Okay, that's good. I'm really glad to hear that. What was the date of your diagnosis?
June 2006.
Sorry, you cut out there for just a moment.
That's the date I started my depot on 2006.
Okay, gotcha. And then, as far as when you were diagnosed with meningioma, when was that?
That was in October.
October of what year?
2010.
Sorry, one more time.
2010. I don't know
Okay, you said 2010,
what.
right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the specific day? If not, that's okay.
No, sir.
Okay, October. I'll just put October 1st, 2010. Is that okay with you?
Okay. Yes,
Okay.
that's okay.
And then Celestine, what is your birthday?
March 30th, 79.
You said March 30th of 79.
79, 79.
Okay, March 30th, 1979.
Yes.
Okay. In addition, do you happen to know anyone else, any friends or family that was also injured by Depo-Provera that could need some help with this?
No, not offhand.
Okay, gotcha. Well, not to worry at all. We always just like to ask just in case there's anyone else that may need help. We try to help as many people as we can. So, Celestine, were you using the name brand labeled Depo-Provera?
Yes, with the depth of the variable five, what I was using was Pfizer.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that is the correct one then. Depo-Provera. And were you using it for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Okay, during that time, did you have at least four injections?
More than four.
At least four, so minimum of four.
Yes.
Okay. And then for your usage of Depo-Provera, did this happen after January 1st, 1992?
Yes.
Okay, and remind me again, I think you did already say it, but I forgot, so I do apologize. When did you start using Depo?
I started using Depo on June 6th. Well, I mean, 06.
You said so June of 2006.
Yes.
Okay, and when did you stop using Depo-Provera?
And since 2010.
Okay, was that the same time that you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay, so for your start date, I'll put June 1st, 2006. And for your stop date, I'll put October 1st, 2010.
Okay.
Okay, for the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and then I have your first name down as Celestine, Celestine, and
Yes.
last name Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle name or middle initial that you go by?
Aura.
You said R?
Aura, yes.
R as in like road?
Renee.
Renee,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, R as in road.
Renee. Okay, R-E-N-E-E?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So Celestine Renee Henderson.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
And okay, what is your social?
416-295-4407.
I heard 416-295-4407.
Yes.
Okay, and then I have your email here as Sal, S-A-L, Henderson, 16 at gmail.com.
19.
19. Okay, so I'll go ahead and fix that. Sal Henderson, 19 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your phone number is 251-689-8848.
Yes.
Okay, is this your smartphone, like an iPhone, or is it your home phone?
My phone. It's my iPhone.
Okay. And Celestine, what's your address?
1900 Shelton Beach Road Extent, apartment 211.
You said 1900.
No, Shelton Beach Road Extent, apartment 211. Mobile, Alabama, 36618.
Okay, and you said apartment 211, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, just want to confirm, I have 1900 Shelton Beach Road Extension, apartment 211, that's in Mobile, Alabama, 36618.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and then Celestine, what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma?
My doctor that provided me I can't even pronounce the word.
Yeah, meningioma diagnosis.
Meningioma. That's it, okay. My doctor was Dr. Robert.
You said Dr. Roberts?
The doctor that provided me my depo.
Oh, this is for the, not for the depo provera, but for your meningioma diagnosis.
The neurologist was Dr. Anthony Martin.
You said Anthony Martins?
Yes.
Okay, and what hospital was this at?
Just USA.
Okay, USA Hospital, was that the name of it?
Yes, USA
okay.
Hospital. University of Mobile Hospital.
Okay, University Hospital, and that's in Mobile, Alabama, right?
Mobile, Alabama, yes.
Okay, is this the one on 2451 University Hospital Drive?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. And you did say his name was Anthony, first name Anthony, last name Martins, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I've found all of it right here. I'll go ahead and copy and paste everything. Thank you for confirming. Okay, USA University Hospital. Phone number 251-471, right? Yeah, 251-471-7000. And okay, were you treated for your meningioma by the same doctor as well?
Yes.
Okay, and I would assume then the same facility or hospital, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And now the next question, now this one is in regards to who was giving you Depo Provera. What doctor would this be?
Miss Lisa King.
Spell that for me, please.
L-I-S-A-K-I-N-G.
Okay. And what hospital was this at?
It was at a health center.
Okay, health center.
White Family Health Center.
Okay, White Family Health Center. Was this also in Mobile, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, is this the one on 990 Cody Road?
Yes, sir.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks for confirming. Thankfully, Google Maps makes my job so easy. I just punch in the name and then it pops right up. Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah, so this is where you were being administered Depo-Provera. So I would assume the pharmacy facility would be this one as well.
No, my pharmacy was Walgreens.
Okay, gotcha. Do you remember the address for this Walgreens as well?
Can't remember the address. It's on University.
On University?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just look up
Don't matter.
Walgreens Mobile, Alabama and see what comes up. Let's see. I see here. This a Walgreens. Let me see. I see one on Government Street. No.
University.
Let me see. Oh, is it 1351 North University Boulevard?
It's University Boulevard. I don't know the actual number.
Okay, gotcha. But this is University Boulevard and it's in Mobile, Alabama, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, there's only one on University, so I will assume this is the correct one. 1351 University, North University. Okay, yeah, found it. Walgreens Pharmacy. Bada bing, bada boom. In addition to this, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any other cancer diagnosis before?
Cancer?
Sorry, one more time.
Did you say cancer?
Yes.
No, cancer.
Okay. And alrighty, do you have any copies of medical records that show your diagnosis?
I have them in my storage. I can get them out my storage.
Okay, if necessary, would you be able to provide these by mail, electronically, or both?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now lastly, we're actually almost done here, Celestine. Lastly, I just need to get an emergency contact. This is just someone that we can reach out to in case something happens to you and we can't contact you for an extended period of time. Other than that, we would never have to. Do you have someone you want to use as an emergency contact?
Well, my mother passed, so that was the only person I used in my contact. So.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear about that. You don't have anyone else you want to use?
No, I don't. The only
Okay.
person I ever dealt with my health flop was my mother.
Gotcha. Yeah, no worries. If you really don't have anyone, I can just put not applicable, okay?
Okay.
And yeah, again, I'm really sorry to hear about your loss.
Thank you.
Okay, now lastly, we're actually, yeah, getting close to the end here. So lastly, I'm just going to read off a quick compliance form. This is just a checklist that's basically verifies that all the information we've covered is correct. So I'll read off a few items. You can just listen, and if anything sounds wrong, you can go ahead and interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, Celestine, we did confirm that you do not have representation from an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information to get help with this. You were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. During that time, you got at least four shots. You were using the name brand Depo-Provera, like you mentioned, it was from Pfizer. And you were receiving Depo-Provera between 1992 to the present day.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So now what I'll do is I'll go ahead and start drafting up some documents that contain your information for you to go ahead and get signed. I'll go ahead and send them to myself first. That way I can check to make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or any typos. So that way we can get this done the first time correctly, okay? And I don't have to bother you again further down the line.
Okay.
Okay, so I am going to send it to myself here. Okay, so I see here. Celestine Renee Henderson is your full name. Your
Yes.
address is 1900 Shelton Beach Road Extension, and that's apartment 211, right?
Yes.
Okay, Mobile, Alabama 36618. Your phone number is
Yes.
251 689 8848, and
Yes.
your email is SAL Henderson 19, not 16, at gmail.com.
Yes.
You were born on March 30th of 1979,
Yes.
and your social is 416-295-4007.
07.
Okay, perfect. Everything looks good on my end then. I'm going to hit send here, and you should receive a text message containing a link to DocuSign momentarily. Should take about 10 to 20 seconds. My system's been a little bit slow today, so hopefully it goes through timely.
Okay. I'm waiting on it to come through.
It should contain my name, which is Ethan. It should say something about documents, and it should be from DocuSign, or it should have a DocuSign link.
Okay, I'm waiting on it to come through.
Yeah, sometimes it takes maybe 30 seconds to a minute. For some reason, my document or DocuSign has been a little bit slow today. So we'll give it a minute. In the meantime, Celestine, I'll also send you a text message from my personal office number, so that way you have my information and you can reach out to me, okay? So yeah, it's going to be from a 949 number. Give me just a second, and I will make sure I get that over to you. Okay. That text message come through yet?
Waiting on it to come. It might be my phone too over here. It's slow.
Gotcha. No worries. Let me check just to make sure that I put your phone number in correctly. Let me see what I put on my form. Sometimes it might not always be correct. Give me just a second. Yeah, so this should be at 251-689-8848, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Just give it a minute, I think. It might need some time. I'll click resend as well and see if maybe that fixes it. It might not have gone through the first time.
Okay. Would the email be, would it come in a spam or anything?
Yeah, if you want to check your email, make sure you check all your inboxes. It could come through in your spam as well. But it should be sent to your email and your text messages.
Okay. Check my spam. Okay, something just came through. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so once you open that, it'll take you to DocuSign, which will allow you to digitally sign these documents. These documents are just retaining documents which state that our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit, as well as it just gives them permission to pull your medical records on your behalf. Once you're done signing, it'll also send you a copy for your own record keeping directly back to your email.
Okay, doing it now.
Okay, yeah, and I do believe there's some parts where you have to signature. There's other parts where it'll ask you for just initials, so make sure you're paying attention to that. But it should tell you exactly what goes where.
Okay.
And then when you're finished, let me know as well, so that way I can check and make sure it gets processed correctly.
Okay. Do I sign it with my finger?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Finger too big. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You just finished?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Let me go ahead and check on my end to make sure it got completed. Okay, I see it here. Just received it. Let me go ahead and check to make sure it gets processed. All right, I see your signature there. Looks good to me. I see your initials there. That looks good as well. And alrighty, perfect. And that's all I needed from you today then, Mrs. Celestine. Thank you for your time. I just want to let you know from here on out, you should be expecting a call from our attorney partners coming sometime within the next several days or maybe the next week or so. Depends on how busy they are, but sometime within that time frame. It's very important that you answer that call because they're just going to re-verify all this and they can't start working on your case until that call gets done. So just make sure you
Okay.
answered that, and that should be the last thing you need to do, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Also, I'm going to send you a text message from a 949 number. That's my personal office number. Let me know if you get that.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, that's my personal office number. So you're free to call or text anytime, whenever you want, if you have any questions or concerns. And I'll also send you an email. It's going to attach my company card as well. That's just for your safekeeping too, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Ethan.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, don't be afraid to reach out if you have any more questions or concerns, but that's all I needed from you today. So I do wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You take care.
Bye. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.